All right, so I'm going to go through Alto information redistribution. This is a lot of the materials, mainly the same that we presented last IETF. At the end, there's a couple of quick discussion points about what we want to do with this document. So first slide. All right, that's basically what I just said. Next slide. The main reason for redistribution is for Alto server scalability. You can do load balancing, and the other thing that we're proposing here is redistribution, so you basically can reuse the P2P paradigm to distribute Alto information. Next slide. This is basically how it would work, or how it could work. Clients do the Alto service discovery, so they figure out which Alto server or Alto service they belong to. An Alto client can figure out, or basically get the Alto information it needs, and then distribute it to other people within the same basically Alto service region. This is more into what the draft actually provides. So the draft actually provides some basic requirements for redistribution. Clients need to be able to identify what information they need. This choice can be application dependent. They need to transfer a protocol to transfer the Alto information amongst the clients, also application dependent, and they also need to verify the Alto information received from the server. The basic reason is Alto clients may not be trusted, and some of this is actually was actually put into the Alto protocol document now. Next slide, I guess. Right. Okay, so with the draft also talks about recommendations for which types of Alto information might be worthwhile to redistribute. The basic framework that we use is that Alto information is defined by three things. One is the Alto server, the type of information, and finally the set of input parameters that produced it. And we define as reusable information as information that is actually useful to a number of other Alto clients, basically all the people who would be able to make use of that same Alto information. And then we explicitly talk about different examples from the Alto protocol draft of what might be reusable and what might not be. Next slide. So we also talk about the design space for designing a redistribution scheme inside, for example, a P2P system. So there's a number of considerations. Since I'm supposed to keep this short, I won't talk about each one. And the final thing that we talk about is particular techniques for doing redistribution. Basically, certain points of this design space. So what might work, or the idea is that these can be widely applicable. So different P2P systems might be able to pick the best one that works for them, and maybe tweak it a little bit for their scheme. And basically, as part of this draft, we want to explore how these different mechanisms work and what different ways you can reuse redistribution in different types of P2P systems. Next slide. So this is the basic set of modifications. One is we change it to the intended status to a BCP with basically the contributions that I just walked through. And some of the more minor changes, we also changed the protocol requirements. We instead talked about, or we changed this since the requirements were actually adopted in the protocol draft. We changed this to talk about how applications use these mechanisms in the Alto protocol. And the other things that were actually related to the redistribution mechanism itself, things that need to be provided by the Alto server, those were also moved to the draft, to the protocol draft as well. Next slide. So this is quick discussion points, I guess. So we wanted to get, basically fill out this draft a little bit more. These are some of the discussion points that we might also want to consider. The other question to ask is, should we try to move this document forward? Is this a worthwhile document for the working group to have?
Martin, I feel it might be important because too many people are talking about how to redistribute information, and not writing up would leave space to many things just going wrong. because people distribute stuff somewhere else, or it's not secured, or people are changing the information there, so there's harm to the system, so it's good to document there. The recommendations about when and how, I don't know if this is this document or suddenly the document I'm proposing later for deployment considerations.
So. Yes, so I think that some of that might matter, and some of the things that I don't know to what extent redistribution with v4, v6 might matter, or other considerations too, right? Okay.
Same questions with Martin. So is there any mechanism to ensure the data consistency with the auto server?
What do you mean by consistent?
For instance, the information about the peers of the network may be changed, and the auto server can change the status. And how to ensure the consistency when you redistribute it?
So right now, the way that we talked about it in here, and the way and the mechanism that's in the auto protocol itself is there's an expiration time after which the auto clients should refresh it. And by refreshing it, it can either be done from the auto server itself or through redistribution again. The other thing that is not currently included is mechanisms for updating auto information, basically with the auto server notifying other clients that the information has changed.
But if the redistribution framework is based on DHT or some distributed way, on surface thinking, I think maybe the synchronization may be very very difficult to execute.
So you mean, for example, are you advocating a change that allows the auto server to notify clients that?
Yes.
So that becomes a little bit trickier because now, so conceptually it's easy, and I think there is actually that's the last presentation that was, if we have time for, right, the notification? Okay. Right, so I think there was a draft submitted that talked about a way for the auto server to notify clients that information has been changed. One of the things that we need to keep in mind in implementing a situation or a mechanism like that is that the auto server now needs to keep track of which auto clients are there out there, right? Another way is the HTTP way, where clients can just ask, "Has this information changed? If so, then fetch it."
Maybe some TTL message.
We really do need to move on. Can we just get?
Sure.
We have one last question at the mic here.
Martin Thompson, I sent an email to the list about REST and various other things. But it occurs to me if you're using REST and HTTP in this way, there's an entire ecosystem that exists for HTTP and all of this. We've got intermediaries in HTTP that can cache things, right?
Right.
And maybe that's all you need, and you make your responses cacheable, and you rely on the fact that people use caching across the network, and that may just make this entire problem go away, and you don't have to build another mechanism to do that sort of thing.
Right.
Martin Thompson.
Yeah, that's one possibility, and that's one thing that I think we probably should mention in here is that this HTTP caching is one way, but if caches are not deployed, we may need another mechanism too. So you're right, those are all certainly options.